Courtney, we've got something else in mind that we forgot to say. That my brother misses you a lot, and my whole family does. Everybody's wondering why, I've been wondering why you haven't written to me or Kara, but I know that's because you've been too busy trying to get into your new house.
Courtney, if you want to know what my address is, I'll tell you. One Little Wolf Road, Summit, New Jersey. And Courtney,
07901.
And Courtney, I really miss you a lot. I really like you very much. I really wish you could come down Cindy and we'll all get together and like giving you presents and stuff. Love, Karen. I really love you a lot.
Courtney, I have to say something too. My address is Tanglewood Drive, Summit, New Jersey, 07901. My phone number and Kara's phone number is 201-273-4. That is my number. Courtney, Kara's is 201-277-9. You are probably wondering why you have the 201. That is an area code. You have to dial or you won't get through to our house. I'll try to call you too. Please write and tell me your phone number. Because I'm not sure if I have your phone number right. And Kara would like it too. I'll give her the note to tell you. Please, Courtney, write. We miss you. And I'd like to say hi to everybody in your family. How are you? How is Ashley? How is Paige? How is Drew and Lisa and your mother? And so does Courtney say it.
Kara.
And I wonder how your cats are. Your rabbit was doing fine until that day when I came home from school and I found out he was all chewed up. But I can't help that the dogs chewed him up. I'm going to send this tape to you after I finish. I'll try to get it there as early as possible. Please, Courtney, write. And please ask your mother if you could just come to my house for 2 or 3 weeks because I miss you very much. So does Kara.
Courtney, I really wish you could come down to Cindy's. And my whole family misses you. And I miss you too, especially my dog. Because I know you like my dog a lot, and so did I, and my dog really liked you a lot until you had a leak. My dog was very sad when I told him that you had a leak. She wanted you to stay, but you couldn't because your mom thought it was right for you to leave. And here's Cindy.
Courtney, my dog did the same thing too. He wanted you back. He ran in the yard and chased everything in sight when he heard that you had to leave. I'm just reminding you one more time. You're probably sick of hearing it. Please ask your mother if you can come. I really want you to. I miss you very much, and I miss your whole family. Everybody riding around on their bikes, and especially playing with you. I miss you very much. I hope you can come. And right now, today is Saturday at my house, when me and Kara are doing this tape. Right now, it is about, well, I'm not sure what time it is, but Kara will talk to you now, and I'll go find out what time I am doing this tape.
Okay, Courtney, my dog, when she heard that you left, my dog ran and ran all over the house because she wanted you, and she didn't want you to leave, and your mother thought it was very right for you, and I think you're getting sick of me saying that.
Courtney, it is 4:15 now when I am saying this to you on Saturday afternoon because my brother and here and my father went up bike riding up by your house. Every time I look at your house brings back too many memories, so I don't look at it too many times because it makes me cry too many times. The first time I thought when I found out that you left because I called up and it just kept saying, number has been disconnected and calls are being taken by. We called up and we asked where you live. They gave us your address, but they didn't know your phone number. And that is why I kept writing for you to get your phone number so I can talk to you. This is the easiest way for me and Kara to talk to you without paying a lot of money. Just to call you, because when you were in California, it cost us a lot of money, and we don't have that money just to talk to you for 2 minutes. But at least here, this is a 90-minute tape, and it only cost about 25 cents to send this to you. I'm glad my father found the tape this morning and gave it to us to tape to you now. We really wish that you could come, and we're glad if you do. I will write a lot, and so will me and Carol. We will send a little, maybe gum or something like we usually do. And me and Kara might just get our ears pierced this year or next year or the year after. I know I will get mine when I am 10, but Kara doesn't know if she will get them when she's 8 or when she's 9. Her birthday is coming up, and her mother says, "What would you like for her birthday?" So she is thinking very hardly and thinking if she will ask for her ears pierced or next year. Her sister was very mean when Kara gave her some feather earrings that were probably a lot of money and just tore them to pieces.
Courtney, that's right. My mom got those for me to give to my sister on her birthday. And my sister did it the next day. She just tore them and she didn't care about them. And she just threw them somewhere in a room where she couldn't find it. And then I found it under her bed. And then I told my mom that she broke it. And then my mom said she's not going to get any more earrings that she asked for. Here, Cindy.
Courtney, this tape will not end very soon. When we stop talking to you, there might be some music. It's my brother's music. Then maybe later on, when we send this tape, we might find something else to say to you. I have so much inside of me to say to you, but I don't think it'll fit all on a tape. I'd wish you'd come and play with me. I'm 9 and a half years old, going on 10. My birthday's January 17th. Courtney, tell me when your birthday is. And if it's in October, which I think it is, or December, happy birthday to you anyway. And happy Halloween. I wonder what you're being for Halloween. I'm being a gypsy, and Kara's being...
I might be a gypsy, too, but I'm not sure yet. Because I was going to be Raggedy Ann with my friend, but then she called up her other friend, and she said that she'll be with her, and I called up my friend today, Cindy, and I said, "Kathy, I'm not coming for Halloween with you. I don't want to be Raggedy Ann and Andy." And she goes, "Good, because I called up somebody else already." And I go, "Who?" And she goes, "Kellyanne Oakes." And I go, "What are you going to be?" And she goes, "I don't want to tell you, you faggot," like that.